After more than 50 years of work, a translation of the New Testament of the Bible into the Athabascan Gwich'in language is finally done. The translation involved perhaps a dozen people. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Pierre and Maggie Demers of Healy began their leg of the work more than 31 years ago. They're missionaries with Wycliffe International, which works to translate the Bible into all languages. Pierre says they lived in the village of Venati in the northeastern interior of Alaska for 7 years, learning to read, write, and become fluent in Gwich'in.
It's an Athabascan language, and it's related to Navajo and Apache to the point where when any of the Gwich'in people who listen to a Navajo speaker can almost understand everything that the Navajo speaker says. And as you know, that's the code talker language, and so it's very complicated.
He says they worked with native speakers and the University of Alaska Fairbanks to update a Gwich'in writing system originally developed in the 1800s. Then, he says, native speakers did most of the translating. Mary Rose Gamboa started out in 1979 or so checking translations. After the main translator, Judy Eric, passed away in the mid-1990s, Gamboa took on translating. After her workday ended at the Yukon Flats School District, she put in another 4 hours a day translating. She says the work itself was enjoyable but not easy.
There were some words that we don't really have in our language, but we have to come up with it. The way I did that was look at the definition and then translate it from that.
Gamboa says reading Gwich'in is new for some of those who speak it.
Some of them still don't know how to read it, but we are going to have literacy training so that people would learn how to read it. And not only that, I'm going to be doing a recording, and we're going to put it on CDs. That way people can listen to the CD and look at the Bible at the same time, and from that they can do their own learning. And people are happy with that.
Other translators included Catherine Peter, David Salmon, Fanny Gimmel, Addie Schofelt, Gilbert Trimble, and Ethel Simple. The New Testament in Gwich'in is available through the Episcopal Diocese of Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.